Chapter 3. Holistic Health and Fitness Performance Teams. Lessons Learned. Meet the soldiers where they are. Every specialty needs to consistently get out of the office and with the soldiers. Deliberately onboard specialty personnel to the brigade, BDE. More detail is provided in the next section. Each section and the team must develop capabilities briefs. These should be internal, establishing understanding within the Holistic Health and Fitness Performance Team, HPT, and external, ensuring the unit knows what the HPT offers. Do not work in a silo. Every initiative should include collaboration across disciplines. An effective non-commissioned officer in charge, NCOIC, can dramatically enhance HPT performance. HPT NCOICs will gain experience leading a team of over 30 personnel, implementing a major Army initiative, and gain a robust knowledge of human performance across all five domains. Identify Division and Corps Holistic Health and Fitness, H2F, action officers to serve as advocates and coordinators. Deliberately incorporate the Unit Ministry Team, UMT, as leaders for the spiritual readiness domain. Effective interdisciplinary H2F operations require collaboration at several levels. The teams for each domain must clearly understand how to work together and refer between domains. Within each domain, several professions have overlapping scopes of practice. Knowing individual capabilities is crucial for a healthy working relationship. Most H2F programs should be delivered as collaborative, interdisciplinary products rather than relying on a single domain. The HPT must be integrated with the BDE they serve, requiring constant messaging of their capabilities and services within the constellation of other existing health and performance services available to service members. The HPT consists of four subordinate sections: nutrition, injury control, strength and conditioning, and mental readiness. Within the H2F system, these subject matter experts, SMEs, implement an interdisciplinary holistic approach that addresses all five readiness domains. Sections should be involved across multiple domains rather than being limited to just one. Although the chaplain, CH, remains independent of the HPT, they coordinate closely to support the spiritual readiness domain, and in return, the HPT extends their influence across the BDE. The H2F interdisciplinary team consists of individuals from other specialties: registered dietitians, RDs, behavioral health officer, BHO, occupational therapists, OTs, etc., working collaboratively, holistic approach, with a common purpose and goal as they provide services for soldiers. Incorporating outside experts into the unit is a dramatic change for the Army, but ultimately necessary, as H2F is a system that educates leaders to plan for human performance. The following sections provide brief overviews of the technical roles played by each member of the HPT. Each of these specialties has unique considerations for operating successfully in this embedded environment. Do not hesitate to get in touch with the H2F Integration Team, HIT, for more detailed lessons specific to each section and profession. Program Director. The H2F Program Director, PD, is an Army Civilian Professional, ACP, who is a Special Staff Officer to the BDE Commander, CDR. As part of the BDE CDR staff, the H2F PD leads the HPT. For maximum effectiveness, the PD must collaborate with the other members of the BDE staff, particularly the BDE surgeon and the BDE CH, to ensure meeting the CDR's intent for H2F programming. The PD sets the tone and establishes the HPT's culture based on the CDR's intent and the Organizational Mission Essential Task List, METL. As the leader of the HPT, the PD must ensure the team has interdisciplinary collaboration and has a nested mission and vision with the BDE. In addition, the PD works with the BDE staff to integrate H2F activities into the long-range training calendar, LRTC. To facilitate a robust program, the PD may work with installation resources that support H2F domains, including the Army Wellness Center, AWC, Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, MWR. Ready and Resilient Performance Centers, R2PCs. Behavioral Health, BH. And the Military Treatment Facility, MTF. The PD should also have a working relationship with Directorate of Public Works, DPW, and BDE Warrior Restaurants. Program directors exist at the brigade level. The ultimate role of the PD is to integrate H2F into the BDE's operations and culture. First and foremost, this means having an understanding of the BDE staff meeting battle rhythm. PDs should know the roles of S1, personnel, S3, operations, S4, logistics, S6, signal, and S8, financial management, especially, and understand where their decisions are made. PDs should clearly communicate with the BDE CDR, Command Sergeant Major, CSM, and Executive Officer, XO. Understand that no one on the BDE staff will know H2F as well as the PD. Although it may feel right for PDs to seek answers from senior leadership, what leadership is really interested in is hearing about solutions the PD thinks best solves problems. The PD manages the HPT personnel and budget, working closely with the BDE staff regarding administrative and budgetary issues. They also supervise the ACPs and serve as the contractor's government technical monitor, GTM. As the GTM, the PD works with the contracting officer and contracting officer representative, COR, regarding contractor issues. Based on the BDE's METL, the HPT accomplishes the CDR's intent by establishing appropriate programming. The CDR's intent is established at the BDE level and directed to the below echelons. The BDE is part of a higher echelon, such as division or corps. It is imperative to protect the BDE asset to accomplish the system's intent. Personnel mix. The HPT is comprised of soldiers, ACPs, and contracted personnel. The PD must determine the best approach to providing direction and oversight to this mix of personnel. Establishing a positive culture, conducting team building, and supporting psychological and physical safety are critical to standing up a high-performing team. The HPT contracted personnel are staffed with two different contract vehicles, non-personal and personal service contacts. The strength and conditioning coach, SCC, and the cognitive performance specialist, CPS, requirement is a non-personal service contract, meaning the contracting company must manage and supervise its workforce. It is also a performance-based contract, so the government does not dictate the schedule but monitors the independently working contractors to ensure they are performing the tasks outlined in the Performance Work Statement, PWS, with the number of full-time equivalents, FTEs, in the required staffing plan. The Athletic Trainer, AT, contract is a personal service contract, meaning these contracted personnel are treated like government employees with an employer-employee relationship. The PD/government can set schedules and exercise relatively continuous supervision and control in alignment with the PWS. Regardless of the type of contract, all BDE personnel must know the specific tasks outlined in the PWS. Assigning tasks outside the PWS is outside the scope of the contract and may result in an unauthorized commitment. The COR serving these contracts resides at the United States Army Center for Initial Military Training, CIMT. The COR works with the contracting officer to monitor, evaluate, and inspect contractor performance, to assist the COR with overseeing contract performance and providing on-the-ground support. HPTs and BDEs must identify GTMs to support the contract requirements. The GTMs monitor and evaluate contractor performance and submit monthly reports to the COR documenting performance. Currently, the PD serves as the BDE GTM for both contract requirements. Sometimes, another GTM acts as the primary H2F lead, such as the Division H2F 65X officer. The GTMs will work with the COR to establish a mutually agreed-upon line of communication for all correspondence. Nutrition Section, 65C, 68M, RD, and Nutrition Educator. Nutritional readiness emphasizes fueling for performance in garrison and operational settings. The H2F Nutrition Team coordinates nutrition education and training programs, providing individual and group performance nutrition counseling and education to enhance the combat performance of soldiers in training and missions. Within H2F, Active Duty RDs, 65C, and Nutrition Care Specialists, 68M, work alongside civilian RDs and nutrition educators to collectively implement a broad range of programming that addresses nutrition education, eating behavior, and the nutrition environment. Registered Dietitians. RDs provide individual counseling and group education to improve soldier fueling for pre, intra, and post-activity. This can include fueling guidance for specific events, such as competitions or extended field operations. Where appropriate, RDs can also offer nutritional support to manage clinical conditions. Additionally, they can enhance their unit's nutrition environment by collaborating with the Warrior Restaurant, Army, and Air Force Exchange Service, AFES, and workplace food venues to develop healthy workplace policies. Mental Readiness Section. The Mental Readiness Section includes Active Duty OTs, 65A, Occupational Therapy Specialists, 68L, Civilian OTs, Certified Occupational Therapy Assistants, COTAs, and Cognitive Performance Specialists, CPSs. They collaborate on improving cognitive performance and mental, emotional, and interpersonal skills to optimize unit cohesion and performance. The Mental Readiness Section also often assumes primary responsibility for the sleep readiness domain. Relationship with behavioral health. Mental readiness personnel play a vital role in identifying barriers that may impede performance and ultimately influence mission readiness. They develop interventions aimed toward prevention, performance, and recovery. They provide programming within their scope of practice. However, some cases fall outside their scope, requiring referrals to other BH professionals. Ensuring a good handoff of individuals is crucial to ensuring continuity of care. Therefore, mental readiness personnel must maintain open lines of communication with external resources, including Embedded Behavioral Health, EBH, UMT, and MTF. Occupational Therapy, 65A, 68L, OT, and COTA. OTs identify mental barriers to physical performance and assess skills and practices for optimization. This can include education on stress or anger management, normalization of physiologic responses to acute stress, tactical breathing and arousal regulation, team cohesion, performance imagery, visualization, and incorporating learning strategies and techniques to lessen the cognitive load of various military tasks. OTs also possess a particular focus on upper extremity rehabilitation. Cognitive Performance Specialist. CPSs have considerable education, training, and applied experience in sports and performance psychology. The CPS scope of practice includes mental and emotional skill building, cognitive appraisal and perception, mental preparation, confidence building, attention control, emotional self-regulation, energy recovery, goal setting, facilitating injury transitions, group dynamics, and team building. The CPS provides education, tools, and techniques to leverage psychophysiological processes, enhancing soldiers' cognitive, emotional, and interpersonal skills. Injury Control Section. The Injury Control Section is responsible for implementing deliberate approaches to reducing preventable injuries and improving access to medical care for musculoskeletal injuries, MSKI. They also coordinate with the Strength and Conditioning Section to provide Reconditioning Physical Readiness Training, RPRT, programs. The Injury Control Section members are the Active Duty Physical Therapists, PTs, 65B, Civilian PTs, and Athletic Trainers, ATs. The Injury Control Team helps rehabilitate soldiers post-injury. a critical service provided by the Injury Control Section, is enhancing medics' MSKI knowledge and receiving referrals from the medics at sick call. Physical therapy, 65B, 68F, civilian PT, civilian PTA. PTs diagnose and manage movement dysfunction and enhance physical and functional abilities. They serve as an SME, advising the RPRT program and provide MSKI rehabilitation services. They oversee all BDE ATs and 68F/PTAs. In coordination with the BDE surgeon and battalion BN physician assistants, PAs, they report on the progress and disposition of soldiers' MSKI profiles for 90 days and over 180 days at Profile Review Boards, PRB, or as dictated by the unit. Athletic Trainer. ATs are healthcare providers that are a new component of the Army's medical personnel. ATs have a broad scope of practice that provides them with knowledge from various backgrounds. Their domains of practice include injury prevention, wellness protection, clinical evaluation, and diagnosis of general medical conditions and orthopedic injuries, immediate and emergency care, treatment and rehabilitation, and organizational, professional health and well-being. H2F ATs embed alongside medics to enhance MSKI sick call and work closely with SCCs to implement RPRT. Strength and Conditioning Section. The Strength and Conditioning Section generally have the most frequent interaction with the bulk of the unit, with their primary focus being on daily PRT integrated at lower echelons. They often serve as a link between the soldiers and the rest of the HPT. They work with unit leaders to construct a physical training plan that best serves their respective unit. Injury mitigation is a focus of the H2F system, and an organized plan will help achieve this goal. A key element of a successful unit strength and conditioning program is ongoing education to enhance non-commissioned officers, NCOs, ability to deliver it effectively. Strength and Conditioning Coach. The SCC is the unit's SME for physical training within the physical readiness domain. They provide proper exercise prescription and programming to optimize performance in accordance with IAW, Warrior Tasks and Battle Drills, WTBDs. These SMEs focus on proper movement patterns and technical mastery of fundamental human movements. They ensure conditioning is consistent with the energy system development necessary to sustain performance. Strength coaches and athletic trainers are the face of H2F. The strength coaches and ATs will get more in-person time with soldiers than all other specialties combined. A good PD will lean into this and give strength coaches plenty of room to maneuver within appropriate guidelines. Most coaches know how to handle several sports teams at once. Thus, PDs should feel confident that coaches can manage multiple companies or platoons. Strength coaches should be as embedded in the company battle rhythm as the PD is with the BDE. PDs and SCCs should understand when Army Combat Fitness Tests, ACFTs, are scheduled, when the unit will be in the field, who the First Sergeant, 1SG, and CDR are, who runs the company, PRT, etc. Unit Ministry Team. The UMT is independent of the HPT, but integral to the H2F system as the SMEs for the spiritual domain. Consisting of a CH and a religious affairs specialist, the UMT works directly for the unit CDR to provide religious support and advise the command on all matters pertaining to religion, morals, ethics, and morale within the formation. In a typical brigade combat team, BCT, there are 16 personnel comprising the BDE's UMTs, making them an asset to the PD and HPTs to assist in developing and providing interdisciplinary support that includes spirituality, religion, relationships, and ethics. All CHs are trained counselors and provide free counseling to soldiers, families, and authorized ACPs on spiritual, relational, unit-specific, and general life matters. All UMT members provide privileged communication to all whom they counsel, protected by the Uniform Code of Military Justice, UCMJ. UMT members are not mandatory reporters for any issues and are an excellent resource for soldiers who need to exercise confidentiality. UMTs provide various types of training that address the spiritual domain. From religious services to prayer breakfasts, UMTs provide this directly to soldiers or support soldiers in finding the religious service that meets the soldier's needs. UMTs provide relationship training for couples, singles, and leaders through the Building Strong and Resilient Teams program. CHs are also the Army's premier trainers on ethics. All training provided by the UMTs within the spiritual domain can easily be adapted to address the multiple dimensions of H2F. UMTs traditionally conduct spiritual training in conjunction with a physical training event. Throughout the years, CHs used strenuous exercise or a creative venture tied with spiritual principles from various sources to connect soldiers with their spiritual core. H2F assigned NCOIC. NCOs advise leaders at all echelons across the Army. The H2F Table of Distribution and Allowances, TDA, structure did not identify the non-commissioned officer in charge, NCOIC, position, but this has been identified as a critical need. Many BDEs have found value in assigning an NCOIC for the HPT in the interim. This individual serves several crucial roles listed below. Supervises and mentors the enlisted members of the injury control, mental readiness, and nutrition readiness teams. Provides administrative and logistical support for the entire H2F team. Assists PD with deliberately integrating H2F with the operations of subordinate echelons, primarily BNs and companies. BDEs must work to ensure that the position is given to the right NCO at the right time. Inappropriate selections for this role can hinder the HPT and that individual's career potential. The NCO chosen should be passionate about H2F and well-suited to serving as a liaison to the company 1SGs and BN CSMs. An effective NCO in this position will gain experience leading a team of more than 30 personnel, implementing a major Army initiative, and gaining a robust knowledge of human performance across all five domains.